How's Blake gotten off? What kind of start has he gotten off to this?
It's a good start. I thought the walkthrough was really crisp, both sides of the ball. I know I talked to Washer. He thought defensively one of our best walkthroughs that we've had. So, and I felt, you know, watching the offensive side too. So, good start.
How impressive is it how Derek Carr's limited turnovers as a guy who came in and started right away in his career?
He's impressive. We had him in the Senior Bowl. And I think just his demeanor, his competitiveness, he's very, very accurate. Has ability, extends plays. We watched him today extending plays, making big plays downfield. So you talk about a guy that's just playing with a lot of poise and confidence right now. You know, he's playing at a real high level.
I mean, I don't know if you can say this, but in your quarterback rankings that year draft, was he a guy you really liked? Let's put it this way. Was he a guy you really liked?
Yes, I did like him. I did like him a lot. I think just because we had the opportunity to work with him at the Senior Bowl.
How's that?
Discussing Carr with Ole, how much has he changed since he worked with him as a rookie?
You know what? That'd be a good question when you ask Ole. All I can go off is just what we see on tape, and it's that poise that you see guys play with. I think he's matured pretty rapidly. He plays with a lot of confidence. You know, his mannerisms on the field as far as directing things with the offensive line and the protections, he just seems like he's in full control.
Did the last 2 days glean anything on the run game?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's some areas it's important. I don't want to get too much into it, but I think there's some areas when you break it down, take a look at the big picture, there's some of the run concepts that we use, like the average per attempt is high. And there's some that aren't so good. And I think it's directed our attention to try to do the things that we're doing well more often. You know, we look at opportunities. Really, you know, we had two series other than the first drive in the first half and the second half. I mean, we went no huddle and, you know, we had to, you know, kind of devote or commit ourselves to the passing game. So as far as opportunities to run the ball as well, you know, so we're factoring all that in. But there's been some things that have been showing up.
Can that make you predictable, though, if you hone down to?
Well, it depends how many you hone down to. You know, if you have 25 runs, you hone down to 18. You know, or you know, things like that. I think you can do.
Are you seeing the breakdowns where you're saying, why are you doing that, or are you just seeing guys? You're blocking the right guy. You just got to block him better.
I think there's, you know, some of both. I think there's some errors. You know, when you look at perfect plays, you know, if you ran this run play 10 times, you know, how many times are 11 guys doing it perfect? And there's going to be times across the league in the NFL when you look at run game. Someone might make a mistake here or there, but the back makes a miss or, you know, so I think we're just looking at the number of plays that are acceptable. Where are we at? And when you do that, you see some execution errors. You see some just assignment things that goes along with execution. And then just, you know, staying on the block longer or working up to second level, some technique things to work on. But, I mean, some of these concepts that we're doing that we looked at, the average per attempt is high. You know, so there's enough good things that we can hang our hat on.
Have you challenged the offensive linemen, like, to their face, said, you guys need to play better, step it up?
Yeah, we've talked about that. Well, we did that with everybody.
But I mean, specifically that group.
I think it's, you know, painting a clear picture to it. You know, there's, you know, what's the truth? What's the truth? And I think pointing out that, and I think there's a lot of attention being drawn on the run game. You know, and surely they feel that part of it. And so you don't want them, you want to pay attention to it, but you don't want to have them full of anxiety over it as well. So I think it's a fine line.
From the running back standpoint, is it hard to maybe improvise once an assignment is blown or something like that?
No, I think that's, you know, instincts. And we've seen that on tape with our backs too. I think they've done a good job, you know, hitting it. If it's not there, bouncing it.
How much progress did Miles make with another week at weak side linebacker?
Pretty good. I think that, you know, you saw us, we split those guys or gave, you know, if it was two series for Miles, one for Scuda, just to keep Scuda a big part of it as well, because they both have different strengths. And we know as the year goes on, there's going to be games where we need, you know, to use one guy's strengths more than the other as we go on. So I think it's keep them involved in the game. We've always said that if guys are playing well, they deserve an opportunity to play. We're going to do that if we can. And I think, too, the other part of it.